This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
The traveling Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Good Friday morning! We have made it! It might be misty, it might be cold, it might be windy. Apparently the ocean is right there, I can't even see it. But I don't care, because it's Memorial Day weekend. It is the kickoff to summer. We are live from DJ's in Belmar. We got a tremendous crowd. I love you people for showing up for the show. You were here for the warm-up show, you're here for us. And we're going to have a party all day long. We got music from Lightspeed over here. They are here, they are wet, they are tired, but they don't care because they're here to entertain us. Thank you for being here. We're going to make it a great day. Good morning, Boomer. You've done many of these.
Yes.
It's one of the best things to look out and finally see the audience. We haven't been here since 2019 on the Jersey Shore, and we are back.
Yeah, it's great to be in Jersey. I don't know, I got twisted around this morning on 19 different roads to get here, but I'm happy, man. I am happy, and you're right. It's not a great day right now, but it's going to burn off a little bit later on. No question about it. We got a lot of things to get into this morning, including your Don Johnson outfit this morning.
Oh, hell yeah,
I'm
man.
I'm not really sure what
this
you were thinking
it.
About. This is what you bought in Soho?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Blazer and a pink t-shirt. This is it,
all right, this is it.
This is it. I'm wearing this in Miami, too, man. I'm going full bore.
Well,
you got that flower shirt under there. You
need I thought I nailed it with the shirt, but the weather is not conducive to the shirt right now. It's a linen shirt.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A very nice linen shirt.
Yeah, so it's going to get nice and moist as the day goes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's going to get moist. We're all going to get moist. That's interesting, too. A lot of these guys around here are going to get moist. Here's the thing. Jerry and Al were trying to decide how I was going to be this morning.
Yep.
I am very, very disappointed in the New York Ranger effort from last night. And you sat there and you watched the game with me.
Yeah, for the most part, yes.
For the first two periods.
Yeah.
And you heard me complaining about a couple of different players.
Frank Vatrano was the guy who was really in your crosshairs.
Well, you know, he did not play well for the first two periods, and then he took the penalty that actually got them the power play goal. I mean, we gave up a shorthanded goal, a power play goal, and a breakaway. I mean, I don't know what it is giving up shorthanded goals. Now, that one was on Jacob Trouba. You know, he's a great player. I love him. He's the guy who sets the tone for the New York Rangers. But he tried to do something that he shouldn't have done, and that was on the power play, tried to carry the puck in instead of shooting it in. And he turned it over, and it ended up in the back of the net in a great pass by one of the Carolina Hurricanes. And, you know, when you give up goals like that, and for some reason we've done that against this team, you know, that's how you end up losing games. So if there is a Game 7, they certainly can't play with the lackluster effort that I think we all saw last night. And I know Gerard Gallant, after the game, was very disappointed in his team's performance. I was disappointed in his team's performance. We talk about stars of the game. You know, after the game, they give the three stars.
Yep.
I'm going to give three minuses this morning. Number one.
Three minuses?
Number one, Frank Vatrano. His first two periods were awful. And yet, you know, in the third period, he showed up a little bit more. He was blocking shots. Number two, Artemi Panarin. I mean, I know he's a playmaker, but he plays along the boards too much. When you watch watch Connor McDavid, you watch Nathan MacKinnon, you watch the top end players in the league, they all go to the middle of the ice. Mika Zibanejad in the middle of the ice. He's got to start shooting the puck, and he's got to get to the middle of the ice and stop with the dipsy doos and the turn, because this team is too good defensively. So you have to force everything to the middle of the ice. They're forcing everything away from the goal. And then the other one is Chris Kreider. You know, Chris Kreider is, 220 pounds. He's 6 foot two, and he's a rolling thunder when he gets going, and he sets the tone for the entire team. So right there, those are my three minuses. I would think that Gallant would tell you that they didn't play very good collectively, and that's usually the way it goes when you lose. But when I look at that game last night and I look at the three different players that had three really lackluster or bad games, those are the three players that come to mind for
me. Yeah, it didn't feel like the Carolina Hurricanes were forcing the Rangers into those mistakes, even though they're very, very good at home, and you know that, and you've seen the way the series gone. It seemed like these were forced errors by the Rangers.
Yeah.
And it was their fault. So I still think that they're going to win Game 6. I mean, if you look at the way that the series has gone, back at the Garden elimination game, their backs against the wall against the Penguins three straight times, down 3-1. I think this does go 7, and then we're just going to be watching that. That game would be on Memorial Day Monday. Yeah,
which would be a great 8 o'clock game
not
or
to,
7
not
o'clock
to touch
game.
The money or anything.
No, but we're not.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing about it is that. 7-game series, you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your twists and turns like we had in the previous series.
Yeah.
I came in here after 2 games, 3 and 4, and I was just livid by the way everybody was playing. But this wasn't the case last night. But last night, there's just crucial errors. And I don't know how many times Artemi Panarin is going to turn the puck over in the middle of the ice. Once he did it in the defensive zone, two other times he did it right around the red line. And those are dangerous passes that end up putting everybody on their heels and allows the other team to get some momentum. So I think those are the things that, you know, they have to stay away from. And I want to see Panarin start getting to the middle of the ice more. And I know he's a playmaker, and all year long it's been that way. But last night it was just awful. It was an awful effort. And again, Igor Shesterkin hung out to dry. You know, you can't stop everything. You got to help him. And last night they let him down again. So hopefully when we come back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Garden. Place is going to be rocking. We get to Game 6, and then hopefully we keep our fingers crossed that there is a Game 7 come Monday night.
I'd like to let everybody know that Eddie Scazzeri is out in the crowd. So if you want to have some FaceTime and some time with Eddie, we have sent him out there to represent us. So go up and bother him and take pictures and everything. He is right there. It was before someone said, I need to meet Eddie. And what does he look like? And I said, he's a guy who's with a ponytail. He'll be milling around. So then another guy with a ponytail walked by, and he goes, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. And the guy goes, I don't know what the F you're talking about. So that is Eddie Scazzeri right there. All right, so we did end up watching the game first period at a nice establishment.
Yes. By the way, who had the best Brussels sprouts I've ever had in my
really?
Life. Yes.
Wow.
Unbelievable. What's the name of that place? Deal? What was it? Al, what's the name of that place?
Deal Lake Bar and Grill.
Yeah. All right. So
Bar
Deal
and Company.
Bar and Company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Deal Bar and Company. Now, this is a great place. It's got TVs all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was fantastic. And the portions were ridiculous, by the way. Eddie, I don't know what the hell Eddie was eating. It was like a barbecued chicken sandwich that looked like it was like 4 inches tall.
Well, yeah, so it was a Nashville hot chicken sandwich where it was 2 chicken cutlets with all sorts of other stuff on it that was stacked high on like a buttery bun. And then you could see all the description on there. And then Eddie also goes, can you add bacon to that?
Jesus Christ.
And they go, sure.
Yeah, whatever you need.
Yeah. whatever you need.
I mean, yeah, so, but I'm a rotisserie chicken guy.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the time you don't see on a menu a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
You see something else. So I actually had the same dinner that Al Dukes had.
I know.
We both had
shocking.
Rotisserie chicken, which was great. It was a great place. It was a really good place. Food was outstanding. Service was great. Al was a little light on the tip, I thought.
Well, you knew that was going to happen. So Al actually picked up dinner last night because he said, this is my hometown. Yes. Yeah, every people out here, they don't realize Al Dukes actually pays for some stuff because this is the right thing to do. And you snuck a look at the tip and you didn't like it. Huh?
I didn't like it, so I had to, you know, slip her a little extra. I mean, again, you know, it's like what you guys don't understand. And I'm praying to God that after you played golf yesterday, you did the right thing by your caddy. But I'm just saying, like, you don't understand. The show has got a reputation. the show.
Hold on, wherever Apri.
Turn his mic on, yeah, Jesus. What are you doing?
We did,
still not on.
We did better than that.
Wait,
we need.
You lost your.
There he goes.
Okay, we did better than that.
He's better than that. Apri has already screwed up three times.
We had a four caddy.
Yeah.
Who got paid like a caddy.
All right, good. Yeah, that's good.
See? So he got double what he should have gotten.
Did he know who you guys were?
Yes.
You have a reputation. You have to keep the reputation right. You got to keep it straight. Keep the pot straight.
Now, part of why he got double what he was supposed to get.
Yes.
My buddy Scott took care of him before he left. We didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he didn't tell you.
He did not.
That's a good caddy.
Wow.
Right, exactly.
I didn't realize that.
He got like $600. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to tell me where you played yesterday or no?
I don't know.
Why couldn't you tell me where you played?
Rumson Country Club.
That's a great place.
It's awesome.
It was a nice flat place.
Phenomenal.
It's flat, right. So it's great.
Absolutely phenomenal.
So cool, you guys country clubbing it up out here.
Country club golf, baby.
Yes.
That's the greatest.
Great.
Except when I drove across the fescue and got yelled at.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I know. No. I know that. You know that.
I didn't know that, but I pointed out that there were tire tracks.
And a lot
there.
Of them.
And I was like, if there's tire tracks there, somebody else has been there. So I was like, let's go.
Yeah, the maintenance crew has been there.
Well, I followed the tire tracks.
Oh, my God.
Not the right thing to do. I agree. I knew. But he kind of forced me into it.
Well, I was like, hey, I mean, you're not the only one. Come on, let's go find the ball.
So he did okay.
He did. I thought great.
All right, so better than what you thought.
Yes.
100%. All right, so the lessons worked.
Yeah.
And it's good. I know you got the itch.
I do.
Everything is great.
That was awesome.
Fantastic. You know, I played a round of golf at Due Process yesterday. It was absolutely one of my favorite golf courses down here.
Yeah, but you played with a bunch of guys that were holding you up. I mean, we got done in 3.5 hours. You had to go straight to dinner for Christ's
sake. They built the pyramids faster than we played golf yesterday. But, you know, when you got guys looking for balls all over the place.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's a lot of fescue over there as well, and it's a very penalizing course in that regard. But all I care is that I left with the money.
Oh, so that was good job.
By the way, my caddy got paid twice, too.
Oh, did he?
Yes. So, you know, I get into the cart, and Janelle says to me, goes, you know, I took care of the caddy after I had just taken care of the caddy.
No.
And, of course, the caddy doesn't say anything.
You don't say anything.
No, of course not. No. So he got double tipped yesterday, and he should probably be feeling pretty good about himself today.
Right. So we show up at the restaurant. We are watching the Rangers there. And then at that point, I think Al was probably panicking. He probably thought he was out of the woods. I was imagining that, like, at the end of the dinner, you're thinking there's no way they're going to ask to come back to my place.
Yeah, no way. I was like, oh, Boomer's going to want to go back to the hotel, relax, watch this game. It'd be too distracting at my house.
Yeah.
And it almost was, because when we got there, we couldn't get it hooked. I was trying to sign in with Boomer's name. It wasn't working.
Let me ask you a question.
And I thought I was going to have to pay for it.
You work on a goddamn sports station. And you don't have ESPN. I mean, how do you not have ESPN?
He doesn't have TV.
Yeah, he got rid of it all.
Oh, he's got a TV there. He's got a great TV.
He doesn't have no cable.
Yeah. No cable.
Well, he does have an internet. It's hooked up to the internet.
Right.
And all you have to do is go to the app and turn on the app. And find. He doesn't even have the app.
Right.
I mean, like, how do you not have the ESPN app?
So he's got an ID channel.
So he's sitting there panicking, sweat coming down the side of his eye.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to log in, and he can't.
Whimsy's there shaking her head.
Can we use your account? Can we do this? Can we use your account? And I'm like, I'm trying to use my account. They won't let us in. So finally, I just had actually watch it on my phone and then send it to his TV.
My favorite part was when Al goes, I got it. I figured it out. I got it. And then goes to this VPN thing, hits the button, and he's like, yeah. And hits the button again, and nothing is happening at all. And he goes, Then finally, like, I got it, damn it. Boom, boom, right on the screen, and we watch the game.
Yeah, so I got it done, and of course I got it done, because I always get it
done. Yeah, you always get it done.
That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, the one thing I will say, Al does have a VPN, which I don't know why. I guess you're afraid that somebody in China is watching you or something. I'm not really sure.
Yes.
And that VPN creates a lot of problems.
It does.
You know that. Yes.
It does create problems. It slows everything down.
And by the way, like ESPN, Disney, like it's a very big tech company.
Right.
You don't think that they don't know that you're trying to scam them, so they're going to keep you from using somebody else's account on your TV?
No, they knew. They knew that we were signing in with your account, unfortunately.
This is a guy for years fighting with callers. That's illegal. You're not allowed to do that.
You're not supposed
to do that. And then here he is. He's doing it.
No.
Well,
clearly, we had to sign in with Boomer's account.
It's a mess. Now, by the way, the other great thing about last night, a guy by the name of Nelson Cortez, Nestor Cortez.
Nasty Nestor, baby.
Right, man.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable again last night. You know, yeah, what, he gave up 2 runs in the first inning and then went the almost the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And was
No runs.
It was 2 runs
he
later.
They scored 2 runs in the last
inning. I didn't see it. I read about it this morning. But, you know, that guy's been unbelievable.
He was, yep.
Yeah. And Al said that if Nestor Cortez, I heard at the beginning of the warm-up show, walked in here, he'd be the most popular Yankee. They would all go to Nestor Cortez, which is wrong. It would still be Aaron Judge. But I will say that he is the story this year, other than Aaron Judge and his season and the contract. He's been spectacular. And then he had a little Twitter situation we talked about, and we had his back with that. But he seemed to move on from that. Didn't even really distract him at all. And he's just so damn consistent. And it's not like this is a guy who was highly touted. He's not like someone who was in the minors and then you were waiting for him to come up. He had bounced around a couple organizations, came up, he was getting smacked around elsewhere, and then somehow figured it out.
Hey, is it okay to give Brian Cashman some credit for this one or no?
Sure it is. Yeah,
it is okay.
Okay. But they still have underachieved in the postseason over the last number of years, and that's still a fact. So, yes, he gets some things right. He gets a lot of things right. But you know what the Yankee standard is, and that's championships, and they're going to have to do it this year. I mean, they're almost 20 games over 500. They're back to 19 games over 500.
Well, the nice thing, too, is they play the Rays a bunch of times here over the next 20-25 days. And, you know, you'll find out just how good they are, especially with all the injuries that they have. But, you know, their starting pitching is holding up. That's the thing. And when you get J.P. Sears doing what he did and then Nestor Cortez doing what he did, now you just got to make sure that everybody else in this rotation gives them a quality start. That's what you need, quality starts. And, you know, hopefully it'll mask some of the injuries that they're dealing with.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.